Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, January 21st, 2008. We're preparing the message a bit earlier today as we have some appointments this morning. Got up this morning, it was just over 10 degrees, and it's still really cold outside. In fact, the little thermometer on the computer says 13, and it's cold in our house as well. We're grateful for the opportunity to share God's Word. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and on this very cold Monday morning as we prepare it, we want to encourage you. Today's message is titled, Soaring Like Eagles. The scripture text is from Isaiah 40, verse 31.
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Several weeks ago, I shared in an encouragement message that I saw an eagle fly high over our home, and I've seen it several times since. Yesterday, Brooksie and Astaire spotted one on the way home from church. We kept an eye on it as it soared high above us with wings spread, appearing to enjoy the bitterly cold weather. It seems I never have a camera ready when we spot the eagles. It would probably be too far away for an effective shot anyway.
The daily scripture text is among the first verses that I committed to memory as a young Christian, and Stephen did as well. It was a popular chorus at that time and really still should be, since it's merely singing the very words of scripture. It has so often been a source of assurance and strength in my life, and I know in others as well.
Certainly in mine. Isaiah 40 is recognized by many to be among the most powerful chapters of scripture. And even many secularists that really don't believe in the inspiration of the Bible acknowledge the superb literary beauty of this passage.
The daily text is the final verse in this great chapter, and it's such an encouraging promise. Read it slowly and aloud if you're able to do so. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Isaiah, inspired by the Holy Spirit, wrote these words some 2,700 years ago. But the Word of God is living and active, and this is a present, unchangeable truth.
It presents an essential key to personal renewal, hoping in the Lord. We may look back and recall when we accepted the Lord, first placing our hope and trust in Him. That's wonderful. But this verse refers to an active, present tense hope and trust in the Lord.
The Full Life Study Bible has this note concerning the passage. To hope in the Lord is to trust in Him fully with our lives. It involves looking to Him as our source of help and grace in time of need. Those who hope in the Lord are promised, number one,
God's strength to revive them in the midst of exhaustion, weakness, of suffering and trial.
And secondly, the ability to rise above their difficulties like an eagle that soars in the sky.
And thirdly, the ability to run spiritually without tiring and to walk steadily forward without fainting in God's delays. God promises that if His people will patiently trust Him, He will provide whatever is needed to sustain them constantly.
The image of a soaring eagle is used. They will soar on wings like eagles. Many have observed the ability of the eagle to soar above the storms, and likewise through our hope, we can soar above the storms of life.
By God's grace, may you hope in the Lord. May your strength be renewed, and may you spiritually soar above the inevitable storms of life.
Let's pray together. Father, we look to you for hope that renews our faith and restores our strength. In the midst of situations that challenge and weary us, your power and strength never diminish. You never tire of us coming to you, but rather you expect it. The promise of your strength helps us rise above life's detours and difficulties. We place our confidence in you, unchanging God, and develop the fruit of patience as we wait on you to fulfill the promises you've made in your word. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have a number of photos up on the site today, including one of a carved eagle a friend sent me that really prompted today's message. His name is,
Tom
his name?
Jenkins.
Tom Jenkins. I can't look at the full screen as I work. Tom is a long-term reader from Arizona of our messages, I think probably going back about 10 years. He noted my observation. He's a professional wood carver, and it's a beautiful carving we have a photo of, but also some others as well. Some musical links today that we believe reinforce the message, as well as just some interesting links on Ingalls, including a wonderful message that would not be for the faint of heart. It's quite a deep message that we have a link to today. I did not write the message. It's another minister somewhere else, but one of the fullest treatments of the subject of the Ingall in Scripture I've ever seen. Well, thanks for joining us today. As we complete the message, it still says 13 degrees here on my computer screen, my weather little blotter here. And, we are so cold in our house right now. We're doing this early. It's only 7:36 when we're finishing here on the podcast. That's normally done about 11 o'clock, 11:30. But as I mentioned, we have some appointments today. Have a blessed day today and continue to trust and hope and wait on the Lord.